She wasn't able to be here today. The words for reflection today actually come from a book that was written in 1915 by Clarence Russell Skinner entitled The Social Implications of Universalism. Universalism was born out of the new humanity. It is the gospel of the new heaven and the new earth. It throbs with hope. It was part of the great world movement to reinterpret life in terms of a regenerated, buoyant, self-assertive human nature. Universalism believes in the world and its potential goodness. It repudiates the gloomy and disastrous outlook of the old antisocial theology. It is not frantically searching for an escape from life. It believes that God is the creator and that he is love. Therefore, giving us life, he gives us love, power, and joy. This is the only interpretation of life which furnishes a real and indigenous social motive. Only those theologies which frankly and persistently align themselves with the world and openly champion its potential goodness can logically enter the great reformation of the 20th century. They alone believe that salvation comes in by and through a saved world. This is social salvation. All others believe that salvation comes by escaping from a world which is inherently unsavable. This is the individualistic, antisocial, medieval faith. A wise man once said that the ideal is not an escape from reality, but the completion of it. The universalist conception of religion is not that of an escape from reality, but that of the harmonious and spiritual development of all the elements of real life. Let's take a few moments. History is that we are connected, even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes of the many one. So may it be.